Mind Geek Zone, podcast number 7 for May 18th, 2007. Welcome to Blind Geek Zone, podcast number 7. It's been a couple of weeks since my last update here on the zone, and I've been keeping busy, of course. Some of the things I've been doing is I have been recording segments for ACB Radio Main Menu. I did 2 1-hour segments and a 20-minute segment on Vista for Jaws. I hope everybody was able to get to listen to the first two presentations. I will be on again here Tuesday night. That's May 22nd, I believe, at 9 p.m. Eastern on ACB Main Menu with another 1 hour presentation. This will be my third presentation and my final presentation for this series. After that, I'll also be on with Jeff and Daryl live with a couple other individuals talking about Jaws and Vista, and I guess we'll be taking phone calls. So hope everybody listens to that, and anybody that's interested in asking a question calls in. And Vista's been keeping me busy here lately. I'm sure all of you have noticed that I've been doing primarily Vista podcasts, tutorials, and things like that for the website. And I think I've pretty much covered as much as I can for the moment on Vista. And probably here in the next week or so, are going to try and get back to some other things dealing with XP, you know, so not to leave the XP people out. I'm sure you all don't want to hear about Vista forever and ever and ever. So I do want to get back to that, and I apologize to anybody that may be upset that all I'm doing now for the last month and a half, you know, just been covering Vista on the site. I assure you, I don't want to leave the XP people out either. And also, I have just purchased WindowEyes 6.1. And I want to start doing some podcasts for the Jaws users that are interested in using WindowEyes as well, and showing you how to use WindowEyes. WindowEyes is quite a bit different than Jaws. Keyboard commands are all different. You know, there's a bit of a learning process there. But I do want to show you something here in this podcast that may help some people out. And first, what I'll say is I want to let anybody know that doesn't know that GW Micro has announced last week an extended payment plan for anybody wishing to buy WindowEyes 6.1. You can now buy WindowEyes in a payment plan for $39 a month. You basically pay $50 down for the first month. That gets you the CD sent to you, gets you your 30-day license, you know, gets you up and running with WindowEyes. Then after that, you pay 31 payments of $39. And what you will get for this is you get WindowEyes 6.1, the full version. Get it on the CD, you get everything. You also get 3 SMAs for Window Eyes. This will entitle you to versions 7, 8, and 9 as well. So those of you who may balk at this and say that's too much money, you know, it is $1,250. It's $895 for Window Eyes, and it's $300 for the SMAs, plus the $50 upfront you pay. But I think this is a very good deal. I applaud GW Micro for doing this. You know, there are too many people out there that just cannot afford a screen reader. And there are too many people out there that can't go to their state rehab agency. You know, if GW Micro had something in place like this in early 2005, after I lost my sight, I wouldn't have had to go through state rehab to get a screen reader for my computer, you know, and go through all the commitments that, you know, I'm having to go through for state rehab. So my one hope is that, you know, Freedom Scientific will look at this, you know, think long and hard about this and do the right thing, you know, and offer JAWS up to all the users out there that want it for a similar price plan. You know, this is the right thing to do. This is the moral thing to do, you know, for the blind community. You know, we need all the help we can get, and there are just too many of us that can't afford to pay these kinds of monies up front, you know, on top of the computer, on top of the operating system, on top of all the other programs we need. We just simply can't afford it. And, you know, I know there are free screen readers out there, and they're great. And, you know, they certainly fill a niche for people that just can't afford any kind of screen reader whatsoever, regardless of price. You know, and that's great, but, you know, for some of us that do want to work, you know, we do need a more full-featured screen reader. And, you know, GW Micro is now providing more people, you know, with that option. Okay, if you're interested in that, you can go to www.gwmicro.com, and there's information on the site as to how you can place your order for that. Okay, I've got Window Eyes up here right now.
Desktop, Gold Wave, 20 of 30, list view.
And I know it sounds like JAWS. And let me turn this up slightly so you can hear better. What I'm going to show you, just real briefly, is in Window Eyes 6.0, they implemented a keyboard layout called JAWS. And what this does is it allows you to use some of the JAWS commands in Window Eyes. Doesn't allow you to use all of them, but it definitely allows you to use enough of them to get you going so that you can start, you know, listening to all the tutorials and manuals that are provided in MP3 format on the CD, as well as text format as well, and HTML format too. So what I want to show you is, it's just simply how to get Window Eyes to act a little bit more like JAWS for those of us who are switching over for the first time.
Scanning system tray. Dialog. System tray. Window Eyes. 1 of 7. List. Graphic. No active application.
Let's see here. What am I doing wrong?
Taskbar. Gold. Size tray. Notification area. Window Eyes. Button. Graphic. Window Eyes Active Explorer point 000. Window Eyes.
Okay, I have the Window Eyes control panel up.
File left pull down. Screen is pull down. Keyboard K pull down.
And if you go to the keyboard menu and you arrow down through it.
Voice on with character Z. Rate 65R. Pitch 3P. Tone IT. Volume 90. Punctuation U pull down. Special keys S pull down. Capital mode pitch C. Keyboard layout K pull down.
If you go into keyboard layout.
Default D.
You have default, which is the window-wise default keyboard layout.
Laptop L.
You have a laptop layout.
Vocalize E.
You have a vocalize layout.
JAWS J checked.
And you have a JAWS layout. So if this is set to default, default is checked. You just go down to JAWS, press enter. It will ask you if you want to continue to update the keyboard. I tell it yes, I'm not sure what that means yet, and then it will set your layout to JAWS.
Menu closed. Keyboard layout cable down.
Another thing you can do is WindowEyes comes with DeckTalk. And
the time is now 3 p.m.
Oh boy, it's 3 p.m. Forgot to turn those off. Okay, so you got the time and temp now, and I'll go back to what I was saying. WindowEyes comes with DeckTalk Access 32, and I know a lot of people like it, and I know a lot of people don't. I myself am used to Eloquence and VivaVoice because that's what I've always worked with since I've lost my sight. And I'm kind of partial to those, and I don't really like DeckTalk myself. So, if you would like to get to WindowEyes to use Eloquence, I'll show you what you have to do. First, what you have to do is you have to stick your CD in, your WindowEyes CD, and you have to go to the Advanced button, and it'll have the synthesizers to install there, and you got to tell it Eloquence US English, and you have to install that or it won't show up here. But once you've done that and you've rebooted and you come back up into WindowEyes, you can
menu closed. File left pull down.
Go down through your file menu. And I have this on intermediate, by the way, so you'll see a few more options than the default basic setup.
Open O pull down. Save as pull down. Edit dictionaries default. Set file manager F dialog. Select synthesizer Y dialog.
Go here. Press enter.
Menu closed. Dialog. Select synthesizer synthesizers S. Savvy. 14 of 21. List box.
It will originally be on
DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes 7 of 21.
The DeckTalk Access. So we want to change this
S Savvy 14 of 21
to Savvy.
Installed engine D Eloquence Technology Inc. ETI Eloquence Read Savvy 411 of 26 list box.
And you want to go to the Eloquence
Eloquence Technology Inc. ETI Eloquence Grandpa Savvy 410 of Eloquence Technology Inc. ETI Eloquence Grandpa Savvy 409 of Microsoft Speech Synthesis Engine RoboSoft 4 Savvy 4. Eloquence Technology Inc. Eloquence Technology Inc. ETI Eloquence Grandpa Savvy 410 of Eloquence Technology Inc. ETI Eloquence Read Savvy 411 of 26.
And you'll most likely want to use Read or
Eloquence Technology Inc. ETI Eloquence Savvy 412 of 26.
Or probably Shelly. Those are the two I like.
Eloquence Technology Inc. ETI Eloquence Read Savvy 411. Use specified speech. Set speech param. Use as backups. Read only. Edit box. OK. Button.
And just go to OK.
WindowEyes Active Explorer 0.000.
And that will get Eloquence going for you. And you will have your keyboard layout set to JAWS. And that should help quite a bit to get you started with WindowEyes. That's what I'm doing right now. And till I get to read some more of the manuals, that's what I will continue doing. And what I want to do is I want to start doing a WindowEyes series, especially for people that know nothing about WindowEyes and people that are now currently using JAWS. I probably won't have a whole lot that's going to be of interest, well, at least not right away, to the people that are actually using WindowEyes on a daily basis, but what this series will be for is those of you who have never used WindowEyes, like myself. I've only used WindowEyes very sparingly with the demos. So that's one of the things I want to get to. And hopefully that will be very helpful. And along with GW Micro's purchase plan, hopefully there'll be a lot more people using WindowEyes here soon. Okay, next topic is, I'm sure most of you are aware that Freedom Scientific was acquired this last week by the Wafras Group. This is a company out of New York. It's an investment company. The actual company is based in Kuwait. And they're an investment group, and they have acquired Freedom Scientific. So this should be rather interesting. Don't know where it's going to go. Don't know what changes are going to happen. You know, the CEO of Freedom Scientific has stated that there won't be any major shakeups at FS, and hopefully there won't. Hopefully this will give them an infusion of money that they need to really get JAWS working a lot better. Kind of disappointed to some extent with the way JAWS is working with Vista, especially after using Window Eyes. Window Eyes does a much better job at working with Vista than JAWS currently does. And I'm sure they'll get that fixed, but, you know, for right now, I'm just kind of disappointed, and I hope, you know, that Freedom Scientific will be able to get JAWS running with Vista as well as Window Eyes here very soon, because, you know, we definitely need that, you know, if we're going to use Vista on a day-to-day basis. And I have been using Vista on a day-to-day basis now for about 6 weeks. I only go into XP when absolutely necessary. I have most all of my applications now installed under Vista, and everything for the most part is working very well. I don't have any real difficulties. About the only program I'm having problems with at the moment is Juice. I still haven't quite figured that out. But everything else is running pretty well. So let's see, what else? I guess that's about it. I just wanted to thank everybody that continues to donate to the website. I've had several more donations over the last month. And again, I appreciate those very much. And, you know, anybody that's interested in contributing, boy, my tongue is tied today. Donations to the website, those are very much appreciated. And they help me keep doing more things, you know, like purchasing Vista and purchasing Window Eyes and keeping the website up and running, you know, month to month. You know, I have costs that are involved in doing all of this. And while I enjoy very much providing this service to everybody that needs it, and I provide it on a free basis, the donations are always very, very appreciated. And also, if you didn't know, I'm doing a one-on-one training at $5 an hour as well for anybody that's interested. You can contact me through the website for that. And that wraps up Blind Geek Zone podcast number 7 for May 18th, 2007. Hope you all have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you again soon. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.